rehearsal. Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting for Marine Corps, the El Taurus Hope. Well, here we are at the El Toro Marine Base. They told me El Toro would be the natural place for me to broadcast from. A lot of financial activity around here. Financial activity. That's a Marine term meaning wealth, prosperity, and come on, make them bounce off the wall. Boy. Boy, they really shake them here. I walked past the barracks and there was more of a rattle than Sinatra driving a Jeep. In the picture, old man Bones, huh? On payday, the money really changes hands fast around here. In fact, I looked at a dollar bill and George Washington was wearing a chin strap on his wig to keep it from blowing off. But there's a big campaign to merge the Army with the Navy, and I finally found out why. That's the only way they can beat the Marine football team here. That's it. Boy, these fellas really have a terrific football team here. In fact, after the last game, they were rated unbeaten, untied, and uncivilized. What a team. They don't worry about the score. After each play, the captain calls timeout and presents unconditional surrender terms. And, of course, there's Fleet City. But I won't say. I read the papers, too, you know. I won't say these Marines are hard to stop, but it's the first time I ever saw anybody receive a kickoff at the Los Angeles Coliseum and score a touchdown at Soldier's Field. These boys are all from overseas, and I guess it's a little hard for them to forget that they're out of the jungles. Last week, the referee shot off his gun to start the game, and six Marines in the stands yelled, "Sniper," and shot back. Thank you. I'm very sorry to report, ladies and gentlemen, that due to unforeseen circumstances, Professor Colonna will not be with us tonight. And I... Hello?
Well, it's about time. I've been trying to get you for 3 hours.
How long? How long?
Oh, hello. How long? Send over an order of chop suey.
Colonna, this is Bob Hope.
Well, in that case, be sure to keep your fingers out of the bowl.
Professor Colonna, what happened to you?
Never mind that. Tell me, Hope. Who was it who said, "Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cave"?
Shakespeare said it.
Never got caught speeding at Santa Ana, did he?
Well, Colonna, so you're arrested for speeding.
Yes, Hope, and the bail is $50,000.
$50,000? Where were you speeding?
Away from the First National Bank.
Colonna, how will you find your way back to the nut house in this heavy fog?
I'll just hold your hand. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm an innocent man.
Colonna, are you sure you didn't do anything wrong?
Of course not, Hope. I didn't do a thing. I was just riding in the back seat of my Buick with my girl going about 30 miles an hour.
You were in the back seat of your Buick with your girl going 30 miles an hour? Who was driving, Colonna?
That was the discrepancy.
Couldn't you talk your way out of it?
Well, I told him I worked for Bob Hope.
What did he say to that?
Nothing. He just smelled my breath.
I guess so. Colonna, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed.
Just
be...
a minute, Hope.
Just a minute.
Sure. Don't you dare. They're giving the woman in the next cell the third degree.
I won't tell you. I won't tell you. I won't. I won't.
Colonna, who was that?
Miller Pierce.
Out right now. Say, look.
I've got enough of this place, Hope. I'm breaking out.
Colonna, don't do it. If you break out, they'll give you 10 years.
Don't be silly, Hope. I'm eligible for parole. Here I go. They don't believe in the point system, do they?
The middle of May, I met a gal named June. Took her out in July and meet an August moon. And all through September, I kept it marry her child. And all through art, we were locked in each other's arms. From November to Jan, the runaround began. February and March, I was a worried man. And it was until April that she said, okay. And then we got married in the middle of May.
No matter how many tooth... No, we did that. Well, that was... That was Skinny Ennis singing in the middle of May. Skin, you really made that song live. Too bad you can't do the same for yourself. Introduce a friend of mine and a friend of every serviceman from the outposts of the Aleutians of the islands in the South Pacific. One of the reasons Hollywood is so proud of its contribution to the war effort, here he is, the old Globetrotter himself, Joey Brown.
You too, fellas. Thank you, Bob. How are you?
Joe, how do you like it here at El Toro?
Oh, fine, Bob. You know, when I got here, 16 of those lady Marines all rushed up and wanted to give me a kiosk.
16 lady Marines wanted to give you a kiss. Did you let them kiss you?
Yeah. All at once. Warmed them up, didn't you?
You let 16 girls kiss you all at once?
Why, sure, and I still had enough pucker left over to eat a popsicle at the same time. Yuck, I got pucker I ain't even used yet.
I know, and the next time we watch the planes maneuver, please don't yawn, Joe. There's a Corsair missing here today.
See where it says that.
Right there.
You should talk with that control tower sticking out of your face.
Control tower, huh?
Yes.
I'll settle for that. Some days it looks like a windsock. E stand for?
E, oh, I don't want to tell you, Bob.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No, I don't want
what
to tell
you. What does the E stand for?
Come on.
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah.
How did you ever get a name like that?
Well, when I was born, my pop looked at me and then said to the stork, "You sure Calyptus that time?" You work for a lot of these kids over there. They're out here tonight over in the South Pacific, huh?
Yeah, but they're using regular laundries there now, you know.
Yeah. How'd you like Australia?
Oh, fine, Joe, except for those kangaroos. How'd they ever get such huge pouches in front?
Well, I don't know about that, but don't brood about it, Bob. You're too big a man for jealousy.
This is just where I keep my old scripts. But look, now that you're back, what are your plans, Joe?
Well, next month I'm going to start appearing in a play, Harvey.
Harvey?
Yep, it's a sort of lost weekend with a rabbit. I play the part of a guy who thinks that a big 7-foot rabbit is following him around.
He thinks a 7-foot rabbit is following him. Sounds like W.C. Fields with an Easter complex. Tell me, Joe, how did you get your start in show business?
Under the big tent.
Well, so did Crosby, and he's still wearing it. So you got started in the entertainment field in the circus, huh?
Yes, sir. The circus really has thrilled me, Bob. You know, I always had an ambition to be a lion tamer. You know, putting your head in the lion's mouth.
Uh-huh.
Never worked out.
Why, what happened?
Well, the lion insisted upon putting his head in my mouth. I remember you was in vaudeville. You used to do a dancing act in vaudeville.
Yeah, I did, Joe. I used to dance barefoot.
You used to dance barefoot?
That way I could pick up the pennies without bending over. Say, I'll never forget those old vaudeville days, Joe. My partner and I called ourselves the Corn Brothers. I was the comedian. I wore a straw hat and a big putty nose.
What'd you do, lose the hat? I remember catching your act once, Bob. You look pretty jazzy telling those jokes in that red suit.
Well, that wasn't really a red suit, Joe. It's just that I never found out anything to take those tomato stains out. But I tell you what, Joe, let's give the folks a sample of the kind of stuff that used to get over in the four-day circuit. First two snappy chappies who just broke in Sandusky, Ohio, and are now hitting the big time in Columbus. A little husky music skin, drop the net. Okay, let's go.
The following is not only the answer to who killed Vaudeville, but the reenactment of the crime.
Just like General Custer when he crossed the Delaware. We will entertain you with our songs and funny pair. In clips and snappy answers, you will find ourselves. My class, I love my wife, but oh, you kid.
Get out and go to Graham.
Oh, we played all of the Delaware and go to Maine. We got to get out of every town, but never miss a train. And we wouldn't hit our grandma with a shovel, cause it's mean. Oh, this vaudeville life is certainly keen. I'm in a quandary. Oh, this vaudeville life is certainly keen.
Send out your laundry.
But if you're happy, you're a millionaire. Ha, 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 ha. If you're happy, you're a millionaire. Yes, we said it.
thing happened to me on the way to the theater tonight. A bum stopped me and he wanted a dollar for his 80-year-old mother.
Did you give it to him?
Gosh, no. What would I want with his 80-year-old mother?
All classy stuff right from New York. Now let me see. I got one for you, Joe. What did Dick Tracy say when he put on the long underwear?
I give up. What did Dick Tracy say when he put on the long underwear?
I'm sure to get itchy this time. Yes, sir! And now a couple of real old-time minstrel boys. Do it, boys.
Say, Moe's. What is it, nose?
Say, tell me, why does a chicken cross the road?
Well, why ask me? I ain't no rooster. Say, nose. You was flirting with that waitress down there in that restaurant.
Did you see that waitress down there, man?
Yeah, you was flirting with her.
I was flirting with that waitress.
You weren't doing anything else. That's bad.
I know that, but I was playing for big stakes. Yeah, I
tell me, Sam, what did you do when you was in the army?
I was a mule driver.
You was a mule driver?
Yeah, driver. I drove them.
Yeah, so you was a mule driver?
I was one of those. Yes, sir. Yeah. I drove them for 5 years. I never want to see a jackass again.
Boy, you is going to have trouble shaving.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know, I only weighed 3 pounds when I was born.
That's so. Did you live?
Yeah. Did I live, man? You ought to see me now.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of Dutch comics. Run us on, Mr. Leader. Say, Schultz.
Well, Meyer.
Well, if it isn't something there, well,
Meyer,
look at here.
Well, I'm a dirty name.
Well, cheese and crackers, yeah. Look at here. Schultz, can you tell me who discovered America?
America? No, Meyer, I didn't even know it was lost. Meyer, I want to invite you to a big party at our house Saturday night.
Sure, Schultz. What's the big event?
My sister's coming out.
Oh, wonderful. What's she been in for? Hey, Schultz, tell me something. Is oysters healthy?
I never heard one complain. You look nice. What you got on your hair that makes it look so
oh,
nice?
Oh, that is sauerkraut juice there.
Is that the truth?
Sauerkraut juice on the hair there.
Sauerkraut juice on your hair?
Right on my noggin there.
Well, is that so?
Yes.
How do you comb the hair?
Mit a veenie. Maya, give it to me a sentence.
Yeah,
Mit a veenie, but a box of Snickers to that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maya, give it to me a sentence with the word issue.
A sentence with the word issue?
Yeah.
I got it. People of the radio audience, if you are still listening, by issue.
That's why we save.
In the shade,
I love the shade
of the old apple tree.
Of the old apple tree.
They will love.
By Francis Langford and Skinny Ennis and his orchestra. Here we go with Francis singing Close as Pages in a Book.
My Lord and I, so close, we can share a single look, share every sigh. So close that before I hear you laugh, my and put a tear aside.
And as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter. Thank you.